Ay. Hello. All right. Praise God. Can we all stand? Are you happy today?
Yes.
All right. Can you turn to your neighbor left and right? Tell him, tell her, you look beautiful today. How many among you are believing that the most beautiful people on planet Earth are here today? I mean, the Bible tells us we live by faith and not by sight. So, by faith, we are all beautiful. Praise the Lord. All right. How about we raise our hands? Everybody, just close your eyes. Let's just raise our hands. Let's just pray. Father, right now, we thank you for this wonderful time of worship and praise, Lord. We thank you, God, for bringing us here safe. We thank you, God, for the whole week, Lord, for everything that has happened today. And right now, God, we just fix our eyes on you. And Lord, we just want to love you. Lord Jesus, once again, we confess and declare you are the Lord and the King and the Savior of our lives and of this household and of this ministry. Holy Spirit, anoint your servant, anoint your people, anoint your word, anoint this time, God. This we say in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen. Can we give God a big hand? Woo! All right. Praise God. Before you take your seat, sabihin mo sa kanya, ang pogi, pogi mo talaga. All right. Okay. So, how many among you, you know, it's actually your first time to hear me preach. Raise your hands. All right. So most of you, it's your first time to hear me. Just want to warn you, I'm a very noisy preacher. And whenever I preach, it's okay to laugh. It's okay to clap your hands. It's okay to say amen. Kung gusto niyo tumayo dyan, mag-a-ayo, it's all good, you know. As long as it's for Jesus, it's all good. All right, so I'll be preaching a different message. Did you attend the first service? All right, so I'll be preaching. Ah, you attended? You attended the first service? Some did. All right. Good news, because I'll be preaching a different message. All right, it's Love Month, and we're going to talk about a subject that is, you know, very timely. Forever timeless and very timely. I'm gonna be speaking about love. Aww. And all those who are excited, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Just to jumpstart the whole thing, I want to share a story. One of my favorite stories of all time. You know, I share this all the time whenever I go to schools. I share this all the time. And for those of you, maybe it's not your first time you're gonna hear this, but it's, you know, okay. There's this story about this super cool, super handsome guy who's working in Makati, all right? So just create a picture in your mind right now. Super cool, super handsome guy is working in Makati. Now, story tells us that one time, he was seen driving along the North Luzon Expressway in his super cool, super black BMW convertible. So you could just imagine, like, he's like zooming in, like, it'd be the speed of like 180 kilometers per hour. And while he was driving, story tells us that all of a sudden his cell phone rings. So he gets his cell phone and then he says, "Hello, baby. I'm on my way." Apparently, this super cool, super handsome guy is working in Makati, was on his way to Pampanga, which is my hometown. And he was on his way to this mountain called Mount Arayat because his girlfriend lived there. So he went through the San Fernando exit. If you're familiar with Pampanga, there's this exit. You know, it's San Fernando exit. And he was, you know, he passed through this very small town, which is called Mexico. Oh, diba? We have a Mexico in the Philippines. Amazing. And he was about to reach the mountains when all of a sudden he heard a loud boom. Whoa. And he not naman, oh. He heard a loud boom.
Whoa.
He heard two booms.
Boom, boom.
He heard three booms.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then he said, "Oh man, my car, it's stuck." In Tagalog, "Oh, lalaki. My coche, it's na stock." So he steps out of the car and then he assesses the situation and then he says, "My car is stuck and it's stuck in the mud, it's stuck in the rut." So he starts praying. He prayed and then he says, "God, please send some help." After 3 seconds, help came in the form of an old man, white hair, white beard, white clothes, white stick, white shoes, white teeth, everything white. And then Grandpa says, it's a Mr. Makati boy, y'all. I see you have a problem, y'all. Let me help you. And then Makati boy says, oh, you see my car, it's stuck. It's in the rut and I need some help. And then Grandpa says, don't worry. You see, I have with me a huge horse and I have with me a rope. So here's what he did. He tied one end of the rope to the car and then he tied the other end of the rope to the horse. And then he says, count one, two, three. Let's count. Go. One, two, three. And then he said, Blacky, pull. In Tagalog, Blacky, gila. But nothing happened. Makati boy scratches his head, goes to Lolo, and they say, Grandpa, nothing's happening, and maybe you're just kidding me. And then Grandpa says, chill. Relax. You got to learn to wait. Amen. All right, so you got to learn to wait. And they say, count again. Let's count. Go. One, two, three. And then he says, Sharon, pull. But then again, nothing happens. So Makati boy scratches his head again and goes to Grandpa. And Grandpa, nothing's happening. And then Grandpa says, chill again, relax. Just for the very last time, let's count. One, two, three, go. One, two, three. And then he says, beauty, pull. You know when he did that, the most amazing thing happened. The horse stood up like a human being, like, whoa. And the horse pulled the car out of the rut. Amazing, bravo, wow. And then Makati boy goes to Grandpa, and then Makati boy says, Grandpa, you have a very strong horse, amazing horse, strong horse, but I have a question. What's your question? You see, you only have one horse, but you called out three names. What were the names? Blackie, Sharon, and you only have one horse, but you called out three names. What's up with that? And then Grandpa says, oh, you see, my horse's name, her name is Beauty. Ah, okay. And Beauty is blind. Ah, wait, no, wait. And Beauty, she has this not so good attitude that whenever I ask her to do something, she would not do it if she knows that it's going to be just her doing it. So I had to make her believe that she was going to pull the car out of the rut with two other horses. What's the moral of the story? Sometimes you and me, we're like Beauty. Tama. Before we do something, diba, we check out first whether or not our friends are gonna do it too, diba? For example, Pastor Ru says, let's all stand. Sabi ng iba, ooh, 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 ooh. Tapos when you saw everybody standing up, it became easier, diba? Pastor Ru says, let's close our eyes. Tapos, whoa. Especially yung mga first time, we just wanna welcome all the first timers in the house. Yeah, diba? Glad you're here. I know how you feel. If it's your first time here, grabe, I know the feeling, diba? Sabi ng friend mo, tara na, sama ka, masaya dun. Tapos ikaw naman, sige na nga, sige naman. Tapos di ba, you enter the church doors, tapos pagkita mo, yung mga tao, nakaganon. Tapos may kumakanta, tapos... Wala pa yan, pag may umiyak-iyak pa dyan, pambihira. It's okay. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kung first time yan, it's okay. O, di ba? It's gonna be fun. Amen. Today, I wanna... what's the moral of the story? Yun nga eh. Sometimes you and me... We're like Beauty. Before we do something, you know, you check out first whether or not your friends are gonna do it. How about you make a promise? Everybody say promise. Promise that from this point on, I want you guys to do everything for God. All right? You're not gonna do things for me. You're not gonna do things for your classmate or for your seatmate or for your parents or for your teachers. Everything that you're gonna do today from this point on, you're gonna do for God. And all those who are with me say amen. All right, let's speak about a subject entitled Freeze. You have the right to remain pure. Kailangan may passion. Pure. You have the right to remain pure. How about we begin with this? Say this with me. One bad decision leads to another bad decision. That leads to another bad decision. That eventually leads to death. Tagalog, isang maling desisyon, papunta sa isang maling desisyon, papunta sa isang maling desisyon, na patuloy, mapunta na pala sa matay. Kuya Ru naman, pastor, it's like, no, 7 p.m. o tapos death, hello. Okay. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12.
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Let me say that again. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Sa Tagalog, may mga bagay na ginagawa yung tao na akala niya tama, pero pag pinagpatuloy-patuloy niya, punta na pala sa kamatayan. And then you say, ah, nasa Bible pala. Okay, praise God. Okay. Ah, biblical. Okay, praise God. Okay. Purity tayo, purity. Love life, syempre. February, love life, di ba? Usually, pagdating po sa purity sa love life, ang usapan dyan, ganyan, akmang-akmayan. Usually, it begins this way, di ba? O, yung makaka-relate, pwede kayo mag-react. Isang cute na cute the girl. Super cute girl. Wow, ha? Super cute girl walking along the, say, corridor. Cute na cute, di ba? Pag cute na... And she's walking. All of a sudden, she spots a super cute guy na medyo papogi, di ba? Hindi ko maintindihan bakit pag pogi gumaganon. May dumi sa ilong. Okay. Usually, it starts out that way. And then, siyempre, si super cool guy sees the girl. Tapos nakita niya may dating ng konti siya. So he does his super cool dude walk. Di ba? Parang paporma-porma lang siyang ganyan. Parang may sakit lang, di ba? And then he says, hey, miss, you and me, we look good together. What's your number? I'll call you maybe. Okay. Si girl naman, syempre, alam niyo yung feeling na yun. Mga girls, alam niyo yung feeling na yan. Yung babae, di ba? Ay, yung lalaki. Yung crush na crush mo. Tapos tinanong yung number, di ba parang, di ba? Di ba gano'n? Di ba? Di ba gano'n yun? Yung kulang, di ba? Di ba gano'n yun? Di ba? Now, eh, syempre si girl kinilig. Tanya, sure, here's my number, my dad's number, my mom's number, my kuya's number, my mother's number, my teacher's number, my barangay captain's number, my pastor's number. Kunin mo na lahat. Call me, text me, FB me, Twitter me, YouTube me, Instagram me, whatever me. Okay. And then you know, aminin nyo, aminin natin. Iba yung feeling na alam mo, na alam ng crush mo, yung number mo. Iba eh. Pagising mo sa umaga, check mo yung phone mo, di ba? Ay, wala pa rin text. Bago ka mag-lunch, ay, wala pa rin text. Pagdating ng gabi, ay, wala pa rin text. All of a sudden, 11:59 midnight, tutut, your cell phone beeps, check on your phone, inbox, nakita mo yung pangalan niya. I-Twitter ang buong bayan! Nag-text siya! So you open the message, and then the message says, hi! Sabi mo daw, ah! Nag-hi siya! Gusto na niya akong pakasalan! Ang bihira! Nag-hi lang! Gusto kasalagad! Hindi pwedeng kaibigan muna! Tapos nakalagay, hi, you scroll the message down, ang sabi, GM. Oh. Sorry naman. Oh, anyway, so they started texting each other. It all began with an eye contact. Kita-kita sa mall, exchange ng text number, text messages, and then, you know, the guy goes for the move, and then he asked for the first date. So they went out on a date. Nanood sila ng movie. Ang movie, kunwari, starting over again. De joke, okay. Uy, maganda yun. Pinanood namin. Okay. Pinanood namin. Maganda. After ng service, unahin nyo si Lord. Okay. Okay. Nanood ng movie, Superman. Tananan-tanan. Lumilipad si Superman. Tananan-tanan. Tananan-tanan. Yung lalaki naman. Lumipad yung kamay. Tananan-tanan. So the guy went for the hand. This tuwa siya, di ba? It all began with an eye contact. Next thing you know, holding hands na sila. After ilang months, mga weeks lang, second date, na, di ba? Hiniram nung yung lalaki yung kotse ng tatay niya. He borrowed his dad's car, Mercedes-Benz, ha? Kulay black. Yung malaki, yung ginagamit sa libing. Okay. Joke. So, drive siya ganyan, tapos tinaas niya yung right hand niya, and then he put his arm around the shoulder of the girl, and then he started singing, "Put your head on my shoulder." Okay, so yun na. So it all began with an eye contact. Next thing you know, holding hands, and then arm around the shoulder, and then after a couple of months, boy and girl became them. Boyfriend, girlfriend, and then the guy says, "You know what? You know, I love you. You love me. How about we go for the... Let's go for the... sabi naman ni girl, kailangan ba yun? Sabi ni boy, oh, manood tayo. Tingin mo sa movie, ginagawa lahat yan sa mga sa internet, sa magazine. You know, that was... Umayag. Oh, by the way, baka makalimutan ko lang. Dapat yung first kiss, sa kasal yan. Kasi nagmamadali. May lakad ba kayo? Hindi, di ba? Isipin nyo lang. Ito, sa akin lang to. Sa akin lang to. Imagine ninyo, ha? Di ba pag kinasal kayo? Ako kasi medyo fresh na fresh pa sa akin yung kasal kasi kakakasal ko lang po last month. Yee! Okay. Di ba, sabi nung minister, di ba? You may now kiss the bride. Ngayon, kung ikaw yung lalaki, di ba? Sinabi nung ano, you may now kiss the bride. Ang iisipin mo, di ba, Tagalog, pwede mo na siyang halikan. Di ba, tama? So, ang ano dyan, premise dyan, hindi pa kayo naghalikan. Eh, paano ko sinabing, you may now kiss the bride? Di sabihin mo, ay, nakiss ko na eh. Di ba? So, you know, ay, grabe, iba yung first kiss pag may blessing yan ni Lord. Grabe, so... Oh, anyway, eh, pumayag mo ba? Eh, nag-kiss na. Pagkatapos sila mag-kiss, sabi nung lalaki, eh, grabe, yung kiss natin, pag ganun-ganun lang. Every time mag-kiss tayo, puro ganun lang. Eh, pag ganun doon ng TV, ganun to. Sabi nung lalaki, let's go for the super kiss. Okay, it all began with an eye contact, nice thing, you know, holding hands, arm on the shoulder, tapos maya-maya, first kiss, tapos maya-maya, mega kiss na, super kiss. Pagkatapos na super kiss, sabi nung lalaki, uy, ginawa na natin lahat, except yung ano, yung ganito. Sige, gawin na natin. Okay, ganun. Okay. After ilang months, dumating yung lalaki, may dadalang checklist. Sabi niya, oh, girlfriend, tingnan mo, may checklist ako. Ano naklagay dyan? Oh, holding hands, check. First kiss, check. Eye contact, check. Super kiss, check. Getting all that feeling, check. Lahat ginawa na natin except for one thing. Hindi pa natin ginagawa yung ano. Yung itago na lang natin sa pangalang boom. Oy, dito lang yun. Sa preaching lang ito ngayon, ha? Boom, ha? Baka mamaya pag-uwi nyo ng bahay, Mami, Daddy, alam ko na ibig sabihin ng boom. Okay. Dito lang yun. Dito lang yun, ha? Boom. So, every time I refer to the word boom, alam na. Gets? We're all adults here naman, di ba? So, we understand. Yeah? Sino po hindi nakakaunawa ng boom? Okay. Ang boom po, sa context ng preaching na to, ang boom ang ibig sabihin yung ginawa ni Mami tsaka ni Daddy bago ka, tapos lumabas ka. Ah, nag-shopping. Na-joke. Napaka-inosente, no? Okay. Alright. How many among you know that when you do boom outside marriage, it is sin? Okay. Yung boom verse na binasa natin, it spoke about, you know, there is a way that seems right to a man, and it is lead to death. When you read your Bibles and you come across the word death, usually it means two things. Number one, it means physical death, and number two, it means spiritual death, which is also known as sin. And we all know this. If you do boom outside marriage, that is sin, right? Now, we have an enemy, and you know this by now, John chapter 10, verse 10, it says there, we have an enemy, and his name is Satan, and his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He steals away our joy, he kills our lives, he destroys our future, the wonderful future that God has in store for us, that's his job. How does he do it? He does it by tempting us to commit sin. Are you getting this? Amen. Kaya nga, all of a sudden, pagkatapos magkasala, ang saya-saya mo, tapos nag-. Pero praise God, may grace. Amen. Praise God, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Pero totoo yun, di ba? Si Satan, that's how he does it. Now, he's smart. Pero praise God, we're smarter. Siyempre, greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world, di ba? So, di ba? Parang, amen? So, he's smart. You know, how does he do it? He tempts you to do the seemingly small, insignificant stuff, di ba? Parang, sabi niya, uy, tinginan lang yan. Wala namang masama. Ikaw naman, oo nga. Di ba? Uy, holding hands, nothing wrong with that. Ay, oo nga. Uy, kiss lang yan, walang masama. Oo nga. Tapos, uy, super kiss lang yan, walang masama. And then you keep on saying yes and yes and yes to the flesh. Next thing you know, bam, premarital, boom, which is sin. Tama. Kaya nga, don't underestimate yung mga ganyan, yung mga seemingly small and significant lies of the enemy. Because the more you give in to this temptation, the more you are setting yourself up for disaster. Alright, just to hammer in on my point, I want to share with you an adaptation. Okay, adaptation to, no? Kwento na, alam niyo pag-adaptation, parang ano yan? Oh, anyway, alam niyo na yan, okay? Kung hindi niyo alam, i-research niyo. Okay. There's this story about a girl named LaJenna Luca Bill Green. Ano daw? LaJenna Luca Bill Green. What? LaJenna Luca Bill Green. Kung talaga hindi nyo maisulat, tago nyo lang sa pangalang LaJenna. Okay. Si LaJenna po, her story started or began when she was in third year high school. Ano, pastor? Third year agad? Hindi man lang pinanganak? Okay. Hindi, joke. Okay. The highlight of her story started when she was in high school. O, di ba? High school lang. Now, story tells us this. One time, she was having fellowship with her BI friends. You know what BI means? Bad influence. Sabi ng Bible, bad company corrupts good character. So, nakikipag-fellowship siya dyan. Pagkatapos, sabi ng mga friends niya, uy, LaJenna, maganda ka, matalino ka, pero may kulang sa buhay mo. Sabi naman niya, ano yun? Wala kang boyfriend. Kailangan ba yun? Oo naman, no? Tignan mo kami. Meron kami. Oo nga, no? Okay. So, may naligaw po sa kanya. Ito, ano to, at pwede nyong i-research, ha? Nangyari talaga to. Now, sabi nung ano, sige, pag may naligaw sa akin, tignan natin, may naligaw sa kanya. Isang gwapong-gwapong lalaki. Matipuno, macho. Itago natin sa pangalang Buboy. Lumapit si Buboy. Ah, sabi nga nun ni Buboy, LaJenna, maganda ka, matalino ka, pero may kulang sa buhay mo. Sabi, ay, bali. Sabi niya, maganda ka. Gwapo ako. Matalino ka. May kotse ako. Bagay tayo. Sabi nila ni Jenna, oo nga. Okay, niligawan siya. May dalawang story short, naging sila. After just 3 months, sabi ni Buboy, La Jenna, love mo. Mm-mm. Love kita. Mm-mm. Baka naman pwedeng alam na. Sabi nila, Jenna, hindi pwede. No pwede. Bakit? Eh, kasi Christian na. Ah, Christian eh. Yun lang? Oh, tsaka nababasa ako ng Bible. Yun lang? Tsaka, in-honor ko yung mga pastor ko. Sabi ng mga pastor ko, wag daw. Huh? Yun lang? Tsaka nababasa ang Bible. Sabi gano'n ni LaJenna. Ayun nga, sabi ni Buboy, ang corny-corny mo naman, hindi na uso yan. Meron pa bang ganyan ngayon? Sabi ni LaJenna, oo, meron pa, ako. Sabi ni Buboy, kala ko ba love mo ko? Sabi ni LaJenna, oo, love kita. Pero mas love ko si Lord. Hey, every day of our lives, you will be faced with temptations. Are you getting this? And a lot of people are asking, Pastor, how do I fight temptation? How do you fight temptation? You go back to the most basic, most important question in your life. Do you love God? Because a person who says he loves God would say no to temptation. Why? Because you cannot say you love God and say yes to sin at the same time. When you say you love God, you say no to sin. And when you say no to sin, you say yes to God. Are you getting my point today? For a person who loves God will obey, will put some feet to their faith by obedience. Because Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. How do you say no to temptation? You go back to the question, mahal mo ba talaga si Lord? Bakit hindi ka mangungopia? Kasi mahal mo si Lord. Ba't di ka magsisinungaling? Kasi mahal mo si Lord. Ba't di ka mangungupit? Kasi mahal mo si Lord. Ba't di ka manood ng porno? Kasi mahal mo si Lord. Kasi mahal mo si Lord. Amen! And it's so easy to say, it's so easy to sing. Pero for us who are really serious about loving God, sometimes, you know, it's not just about words, it's also about actions. You put some feet to your faith, you obey. Well, anyway, di nag-obey siya. Tapos nagkahiwalay sila. Tapos sabi ni Boy, iwan kita. Hindi mo pipigilan. Sabi nila dyan, hindi. Aalis na ako, hindi mo pipigilan. Sabi nila dyan, hindi. So naghiwalay sila. After ilang years, gumraduate sila. Tapos sila Jenna naging commercial model. At nagkaroon siya ng stick sa Hollywood. Oh. Isang araw, sabi, nag-reunion sila. Sabi mga kaibigan niya, La Jenna, oh, kumusta ka na? May asawa ka na ba? Wala pa eh. Totoo, wala ka pa rin anak. Asawa. Kami, may anak na kami, 24. Uy, tamang edad na to ha. Tamang timing ha. Pwede ba sagutin yon bago... Pwede ba sagutin? Kailan ba yung tamang timing? Yeah. Pastor, para sa inyo. Ang tamang timing is when you are physically ready. Pastor, nag-gym ako. When you are emotionally ready. Pastor, nag-nanood ako ng comedy, tumatawa ko, pag drama, naiyak ako. Okay. Spiritually ready. Pastor, nag-pray ako 3 times a day. Totoo, tuwing kailan? Bago kumain. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. How about this? Financially ready. Kung yung pinang-te-text mo, hinihingi mo pa sa nanay at tatay mo. Ano naman ang kalakasan ng loob mo? Pag may nangyari dyan, anong, tinanong ka ng tatay niya, anong papakain mo sa anak ko? Peace wall po. Pag nagka-baby kayo, anong papainom mo sa baby mo? Fishball sauce po. Ang sinasabi ko lang dito, maghintay ka, may tamang panahon sa lahat ng bagay. Right now, while you're still young, is the perfect time to just invest in the kingdom of God. Yung lahat ng pawis mo, pagod mo, oras mo, baon mo, bigay mo lahat kay Lord. Amen. And when the right time comes, pambihira, masyashock ka na lang. Wow! Yung reward ni Lord. Hallelujah. God is a rewarder. Amen? The Bible tells us when you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? So, chill-chill lang. Hindi naman tayo kailangan magmadali. Bakit mag-end of the world na ba bukas? Kailangan mo na bang kailangan mag-boyfriend, mag-girlfriend? Oh, anyway. Oras na. Ilang minutes na lang. Wala nang minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ay, meron... O, di nagkahiwalay. Nagkahiwalay sila. O, tapos, eto na. Bakit wala ka pa rin asawa? Eh, kasi sabi niya, sa totoo lang, hanggang ngayon, isa pa lang yung tinidibok ng puso ko. Sabi niya, sino? Si Buboy pa rin. O, di nagpray. Nagpray naman. O, tapos, isang araw, sa isang madilim na gabi, may kumatok sa bahay. Tok, tok, tok. May nag-doorbell. Ting, dong. Binuksan nila Jenna yung pinto. At nandoon, umuusok-usok pa si Buboy. Sabi ni Buboy, La Jenna, maganda ka. Gwapo ko. Matalino ka. Race car driver na ako. Anyway, make the long story short dahil nagmamadali na ako. Naging sila ulit. At sa isang napaka-romantic na restaurant, biglang lumuhod si Buboy. Binuksan yung kahon. Balikbayan box. Yan ang uso ngayon, balikbayan box. May tuwalya, may Pringles, may sausage. May spam, lahat-lahat na. Binuksan yung kahon. At sabi niya, La Jenna, will you marry me? Sagot naman ni La Jenna, ah, yes. Okay, ito na highlight. Ito na highlight. Okay, pauwi na sila. Okay, La Jenna, kasal na. Ay, kasal. Engage na tayo. Suot mo na yung sinteng. Mahal mo ko. Kakasal na tayo next month. Baka naman pwedeng i-advance na natin yung ano. Boom. Pwede na ba? Mahal nila yung isa't isa. Pwede na? Engage na. May engagement ring. May kakasalan next week, next month. Hindi pa, bakit? Kasi hindi pa sila kasal. Sabi niya, hindi ba tayo kasal? Sabi ni Buboy, pag di ka pumayag, iiwan kita. E, ibang level yun. Siyempre, engage na. Tapos iiwan daw. E di kinabahan sila dyan, ha? Nag-isip siya, sino ba pipiliin ko? Si Buboy, si Lord. Si Buboy, si Lord. Si Buboy, si Lord. Si Buboy, si Lord. Si Buboy, si Buboy, si Lord. Si Buboy, si Lord. Tapos sabi niya, ah, ayoko na mag-isip. Yun yun eh. Alam niyo ba, minsan, kaya tayo nagkakamali, tumitigil tayo mag-isip. We have to understand that God did not just give you a heart. He also gave you a mind to think. She stopped thinking. So she said yes. So nung gabing yun, may nangyari sa kanila. Kinaumagahan, pagkapan nila dyan, wala na si Buboy. Apparently, Buboy was not really in love. He was only after lust. Okay, so, na-depress sila dyan. Hindi siya makakain, hindi siya makatulog for 1 year. Then, sabi ko na sa inyo, adaptation to eh. After some time, yan, para safe. After some time, nung makarecover na siya, galing mo siya ng grocery store, she went inside the house, she took the remote control of the TV, she turned on the TV, pagbukas ng TV, newsflash, race car driver dies because of AIDS. At ang tinutukoy po nilang race car driver was, Buboy, kinabahan sila dyan. She grabbed her keys, went straight to the car, drove straight to the hospital, had herself checked up. When the results came out, doctor goes to La Jenna, and then the doctor says, La Jenna, I am sorry to inform you, but you too, you have AIDS. One bad decision led to another bad decision, that led to another bad decision that eventually led to death. Am I making sense today? My time's up? Okay lang? Wow! Hallelujah! Okay. Gusto niyo pa ba? You want me to stop? No. Hindi, I think okay lang kasi wala. No. Okay, okay. Sige, bilisan natin. Oh, why, you know, so, you know, next point. Last na lang. Para mabilis lang. It's not just about you, okay? So when you're tempted, you know, and everybody will be tempted, you know, ako din, you know, na-temp ako with, kahit tanungin niyo yung wife ko, she's now listening dun sa engagement namin na ilang months yun. Tapos, talagang may time na gusto na yung mag-kiss eh. Yung nangingin. Pero naisip na yung, syempre, i-honor mo si Lord eh. Kasi, di ba, sabi naman na Bible, those who honor me, I will honor. Ah, di ba? So, worth the wait talaga. Anyway, why do you say no? Okay, because it's not just about you. Most of the time, you know, when we're faced with a dilemma in life, no? We have two choices, tapos one choice is for God, the other choice is your choice, tapos mapapaisip ka, ano ba pipiliin ko? And then sometimes, sasabihin mo, sige na nga, pipiliin ko na nga yung bad choice kasi pag naman may nangyaring hindi maganda, ako lang naman yung nagsasuffer. Okay, here's the truth. It's not just about you. Okay? There are, sa economics ang tawag namin yan, stakeholders. Okay? So hindi lang ikaw yung stakeholder. Siyempre, number one on our list would be God. We're all Christians, so we know that. Si God talaga yung unang-unang na-offend. Because, di ba, tama? Siyempre, kasalanan yun, di ba? And if I were to paint, biblical principle, basic, everything that we do, even the things that we do in secret, God sees. Tama? Pastor, nung ginawa namin yun, madilim. Eh, nakita ka pa rin ni Lord. Pastor, nakalock yung pinto. Nakita ka pa rin. And if I were to paint the picture, I would paint Jesus Christ on the cross with his hands nailed on the cross with that crown of thorns on his head. And he's there and he's watching and he's saying, this is how much I love you. This is what I did for you. And that's what you're doing. That would hurt. Amen. So number one reason, it's really about God. You say no because you love God and you want to honor God. Number two, your parents. There's a lot of verses, tons and tons of verses in the Bible that says we need to honor our parents, to obey our parents. Amen? Amen? You want blessing? You want long life? Honor your mother and your father. The Bible tells us this. Honor your mother and your father. It is the first commandment with the blessing attached to it. What's the blessing? You will have long life and everything may go well with you. Pampihira. Pasta secret. Honor your parents. paano yung mga umuwi ka? Yung mga babae dito. Tapos umuwi. Mommy! Mommy! My tummy! It's big! Nakakatawa pero masakit din. O yung mga lalaki dito, umuwi ng bahay. Dad, dad, guess what? Dad na rin ako. Dalawa na tayo. Yeah! Di ba? Nakakatawang pag-usapan, pero if it happens in real life, that would hurt. Amen? So you got God, you got parents. How about number three? Your younger brothers and sisters. Do you have younger brothers and sisters? Mas bata, di ba? You know, they look up to us. Whether we like it or not, whether they say it or not, they look up to us. One time, I was talking to a kid. So I go, hello, hello, kuya. What's your favorite color? Blue. Why? Because my brother, he likes blue. Very good. How about you? Kuya, pink. Bakit? Kasi yung ate ko, pink. Very good. Paano kung umuwi ka? Girl ka. Tapos sabi mo, mommy, mommy, look at my tummy. It's big. Sabi ng kapatid mong bata, 3 years old, ate, ang galing mo naman. Teach me how to preggy. Teach me how to preggy. Kaya kung lalaki yan, di ba? Parang, oh, dad, dad, daddy na rin ako. O, di ba? Tapos, 3 years old, sabi niya, kuya, dad ka na rin. Nakakaingit naman, no? Sana dad na rin ako. God, parents, younger brothers, how about this? Your future children. Ah, what you sow, you shall reap. Yung mga lalaki dito, isipin nyo yan, future ninyo. Ano kung yung mga anak ninyo, puro babae, di kinakabahan ka ngayon. Pag nagde-date siya. You have to sow good seeds today. Good seeds result in good harvest. Bad seeds result in bad harvest. Last. Last na lang. Promise. Last na lang. May kwento si Rose. Alam niyo yung kwento ni Rose? Hindi. No. Wow, sayang mag-preach dito. Okay, lahat ng kwento, hindi nila alam. Si Rose, nagsimula ang kwento grade 6. Nakipag-boyfriend. Tapos nakipag-premarital boom. 3 times. Nag-break. Nung nag-break, naganap ng bagong boyfriend. Inaya ulit. 5 times. Sabi niya, ginawa na rin namin nung una. E, dibigay na sa pangalawa. Pangatlong boyfriend. Same story, same ending. Tapos wala na. She completely lost it. Her self-esteem, her value for herself and for purity. Wala na. College. Pumunta siya sa isang church. Sa isang mall. Tapos nakikinig siya. Sabi niya, ganda ng topic, purity. Tapos ang pogi-pogi ng preacher. Hindi kinikwento ko yung kwento. Kung maka-judge. Kala ko ba Christian ngayon? Joke. Sabi niya, ganda ng topic. At the back of her mind, she was like saying, ganda ng topic, purity, pero sorry, hindi na ako makarelate sa'yo kasi nangyari na, ginawa ko na eh. Wala na eh. Wala na eh. Magagawa ko, ginawa ko na eh. Sana, dati ka pa pumunta dito. Ganun yung nasa isip niya. Eh, hindi niya alam, nakakabasa ng utak yung preacher. Sumagot yung preacher sa utak niya. Eh, ngayon lang ko na-invite dito. Na-joke lang. Ang tagal, yung iba hindi na-gets. Bukas, pagising mo sa umaga, makukuha mo rin yan at sasabihin mo, ay, oo nga, joke pala yun. Okay. 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 Tapusin na natin. Tapusin na natin. Shh. Nasaan na ba? Ano kasi nangyari? Ayun. At the back of her mind, she was saying, wala na, ginawa ko na. And then, you know, here's the good news. Just when the preacher was about to end, the preacher spoke the most beautiful words that she has ever heard in her life. Sabi ng preacher, but for those of you who made the mistake in the past, our God is a God of grace. He's the God of the second chance and the third chance and the fourth chance and the fifth chance and the many other chances. You just have to come to Jesus today. Surrender your life, make Him your Lord, and repent. And He will give you your second chance. Tuwan-tuwa siya. Pagkatapos ng preaching, takbo siya. Sabi niya, sir, sir, gusto ko po yun. Ano pong gagawin ko? Sabi niya, tapos ng preaching, ganito, mag-pray tayo. Ganyan, sinuko niya yung buhay niya kay Lord. Pagkatapos na niya, siya nakipag-boyfriend, nagantay siya ng tamang panahon. Pagkatapos ng pagdating ng tamang panahon, may nang ligaw sa kanya. Kristiyano, gwapo, mabait. Siya na. Nagpa-engage. Pagkatapos kinasal. Pagkatapos ng kasal, syempre, first night together. Ito na. At the first night, kinakabahan-kabahan silang ganyan. Nag-pray sila dyan. Ay, si Rose, sabi niya, Lord, kailangan ko maging honest. O, ito na. In essence, ito yung sinabi niya. Tinawag niya yung asawa. Sabi niya, this is me. This is all that is left of me. Accept me. Sumagot yung lalaki. Rose, you know so much that I love you with all my heart. And I will forever love you. I will love you kahit anong mangyari. Mahal na mahal kita. But I have to ask one question. Why didn't you wait for me? Didn't you believe that I was gonna come to your life? For those of you who are asking me right now, Kuya Ru, is it really worth the wait? Well, let me tell you right now, the best gift that you could give to your future partner is your gift of purity. So before you make the choice, maybe you're pressured. Tapos parang hirap-hirap. Think about it. It's not just about you. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Can we all stand right now? Let's just process the word in prayer. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Can I ask for the worship team? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the keyboardist pala. Just bow your heads, close your eyes. Let's just talk to God right now. You know, God has a lot of ways on as to how He speaks to His people. He speaks through the Bible. He speaks through preachers. And He also speaks to us personally. So today, while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, I want you to talk to Jesus today. Like you've never done before. Like never before. You know, you pour out your heart. Some of you, you're struggling in this area. It's hard, it's difficult. Everybody's like into it. And you're staying single because you want to wait for the right time for God. It's difficult sometimes. But today I know God is embracing you with His courage. Today God is saying it's worth the wait. And He sees every tear. He sees every moment that you've said no to temptation. And He's encouraging you today. For some of you, maybe you're like Rose. And you're saying, Kuya Ru, I've done it in the past. Wala na. I lost my gifts of purity already. Well, just like Rose, just like that preacher, God is saying to you today, He's the God of grace. He's the God of second chance and the third chance and the fourth chance and the many other chances. You only need to come to Jesus today. Surrender your life and repent. For those of you here, you're looking for a reason as to why you would surrender everything you have for Jesus. How about you look at the cross? As you bow your heads and close your eyes, I want everybody to get a vision of Jesus Christ on the cross. With His hands nailed on the cross. With that crown of thorns on His head. With all that mud and blood and tears on His face. I want you to stare at His body that was flogged to death. That was beaten up for you. And I would like you to hear Him say to you today, this is how much I love you. Would you love me back? Would you love me back? Would you surrender your all to me? Not just your love life, but your whole life. Will you put me first? That's the question of Jesus to you today. Would you put me first? And would you allow me to move freely into your life? Right now, I could just sense in my spirit that somebody here, you want to surrender your life to Jesus today. It's not an accident that you're here. God brought you here. It's not an accident that you're hearing this right now. God brought you here. Marahil pagod ka na sa buhay. Ang dami mong iniisip. Ang dami mong inaalala. Maybe you're looking for something, for joy, pero hindi mo mahanap. Today is your day. Today is your day with God. Do not let this moment pass you by without you experiencing God.